Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Hello, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in today. We've got the Justice family up. They're getting ready to sing a song entitled, Keep Your Eyes on Jesus. Justice family singing with us today. Keep your eyes on Jesus. We appreciate you once again. Amen. Making your way around the radio today. And we are going to be preaching today on Isaiah chapter number 9 and verse number 6, where we're focusing on the five names of Christ. The five names are Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And so we're excited today, amen, to be bringing you this edition of the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. This is going to be part number one of the message. It was recorded live at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, and we pray that it's going to be a blessing to you today as you listen to the broadcast. So as we approach Christmas, we've looked at his star, which was a guiding light during a dark time, and we've looked at the treasures, the wise men opened, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. And then on Wednesday night, we looked at, and we preached on John chapter number 1, verses 1 through 5, where we spoke about the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. But today I feel as if the Lord would specifically have us to look at his divine name. Now the Lord's been given many names throughout the scriptures. I mean, you go through the Word of God, you don't have to go long until you find many different names that was given to the Lord. But I want you to know this morning that names are important. Names carry some things. Actually, the book of Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 1 said, a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Ecclesiastes 7:1, good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of the death than the day of one's birth. Our name is important, amen. The meanings of our names are important. So as we look at the text this morning, there's a verse that we're going to use today that tells us of the divine names of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to know this, there's great information concerning his name. Look at me with a text this morning, Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6. For unto us a child is born. Now who's that referring to? Jesus, right? Unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name, y'all get this, shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, I find it interesting, if you'll notice those names, every one of them,
at the beginning of those names are all capitalized, and they're all followed except for the last one by a comma. Notice this. It says wonderful, right? Comma, counselor, comma, the mighty God, comma, the everlasting Father, comma, the Prince of Peace. And so what are you saying, preacher? Wonderful, right? Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. How many of that? Five. What's God's number? For grace. Five. How do you get grace? All five of those names represent one person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's how you get it. Amen. How do we get grace? Through Jesus. Amen. That's the only way. So I see those things. Now, the Holy Ghost got it right. He gave God five specific names. And the first thing that the Holy Ghost gave the Lord was the title of Wonderful. I want to spend the rest of our time, looking at those five names that are mentioned there in the Word of God. Amen. Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. Amen. The Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now, the first one that's given is the name Wonderful. I find it amazing, but as Manoah, the father of Samson, was being spoken to by the angel of the Lord, the book of Judges asked Manoah, the father of Samson. Y'all remember who Samson is, right? He was the mighty one, right? Amen. He carried the gates of Gaza all the way up to Hebron, right? I mean, Samson was a very mighty man. God used Samson. I know that Samson was wicked in ways, but God also used Samson. He was a judge of the Philistines. But before Samson came to be, his father and his mother was approached by the angel of the Lord. And the angel of the Lord came unto them, and Manoah began to ask the angel of the Lord this question. He said, "What is your name?" And the angel of the Lord responded. I want to give you the text today, Judges chapter 13 and verse number 17. And Manoah said unto the angel of the Lord, "What is thy name, that when thy sayings come to pass, we may do thee honor?" And the angel of the Lord said unto him, "Why askest thou thus after my name, seeing it is a secret?" Now, I began to do some study on that. And actually, I was amazed by the connection here. But the angel of the Lord, that word secret there, if you look up the word secret, amen, if you look that up, you Bible scholars, go home and look that up, you'll find out that that word, amen, for secret means wonderful, amen. And you say, "What are you talking about?" I'm trying to tell you that Manoah and his wife was speaking, amen, in a pre-state. They were speaking in a pre-incarnate state up to the Lord Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord was the same person, amen. He is wonderful. He's wonderful at his birth. There was no birth like the Lord Jesus' birth. Why? Because he was born like no one else was ever born. He was born of a virgin. I was telling our men there this week, there's a difference in the versions of scriptures. You say, "What are you saying, preacher?" I'm telling you that King James Bible is inerrant, infallible. It is the Word of God. It was inspired by the Holy Ghost, amen? And you say, "What's the difference?" Well, the RSV version says this. It doesn't use the word virgin. It uses the words young woman. There's a difference between a woman and a virgin, amen? Amen. You can be a young woman and not be a virgin, right? Amen. But I want to tell you the Word of God. Our Bible says this, that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Even in the Old Testament, it uses those words, amen. So there's a difference in the version of Scripture that you're reading after. I'd stick with that old book that's been tried and true. Hello. Amen. There is a difference, praise God. How can you take them words that I just gave you just a minute ago if it's not inspired by the Holy Ghost, amen? I give you that word for secret, amen. All of a sudden, I told you, here's that wonderful. Hey, it is inspired. It is the Word of God. Amen. He's wonderful this morning. He's wonderful his birth. Just as Manoah and his wife, the parents of Samson, were being guided by the Lord, we also see that Mary was given some divine guidance as well. The Bible said this over there. It says, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Of his kingdom there shall be no end." He's wonderful in his birth. He's wonderful in his work. He's wonderful in his nature. He's wonderful this morning in his promises. Thank God, I'm going to tell you something. If you know him as Lord and Savior, the only word that you can come up with out of your mind and out of your heart is the fact that our Lord is wonderful, amen, to me. Not only is he described as being wonderful, but the Holy Ghost goes on to describe him as our counselor. You know, a counselor is one who advises, he guides, he counsels, he gives great direction. But our Lord is called counselor because he comes to us as a revealer of the Father's will. In fact, you don't ever know about God. You never know about the mercies of God, the love of God. You never know about any of those things had it not been for the Lord Jesus Christ. He came here, amen, to show us who God is in the flesh, amen. Thank God. He showed us his love at Calvary. He showed us his love, listen, to humanity and his compassion as he walked the dusty streets of Jerusalem and touched the blinded eyes and healed the sick and in the lame walk. He showed us those things about the love of God. Boy, all you'd ever known is God to be the one sitting on the button getting ready to fire everybody into eternal hell had it not been for Jesus. Jesus showed us the love and the compassion of a holy Savior, holy God. Now remember this, we preached Wednesday night on John chapter number 1. Jesus is described as the Word. Now think about this for just a moment. When it comes to counsel, who gives you advice of what's right and wrong? Where do you find your advice? Somebody help me there. If you was going to seek some counsel of what is right and wrong, where would you go? To the Word of God, right? And so you're going to go to that Bible and you're going to look it up. You're going to try to figure out, is it wrong for me to use profanity? Is it wrong for me to, right? Amen. And so when you find that, when you find the answers for that, guess what? God's given it to you in his Word, amen. And the Bible said that he is the Word. Guess what? Jesus is a counselor through his Word to you and to me. But a counselor doesn't just show us what's right and wrong, but a counselor does all kinds of other things. When you need counsel in questions like, where did the world come from? Where do you go to find something like that? Do you go to a science book or you go to God's book? Right. You say, preacher, well, you know, scientists say. I know what the scientists say. I want to really know what God says. Listen, we need to go to the source, the Word of God, amen. It tells us where we came from, amen. And you ain't going to get no better than God. Amen, right? So when it comes to great counsel, where did I come from? Amen. I love telling people this. I came from God. Amen. And the ground that I walk on came from the Lord. Amen. God gave us all of these things. He's an originator. Amen. And so if you need counsel before you go counsel with anybody else, you need to go to counsel with God. Now, the Word of God says this in Proverbs chapter 11:14. Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. A lot of times before I make tremendous big decisions in my life, young people, you listen to me here. Before I make big, tremendous financial decisions, I always seek counsel. And the reason why is because I don't want to make a decision based on feelings. You can have feelings that's bigger than your budget. Your feelings will get you out there in left field and create a big fall. And you in your mind will come up with all kinds of things and say, I gotta have it. And you can't support it. Wise counsel will keep you out of those situations.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.